Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM. Very happy and proud to have the Honourable Mark Ryan, the Police Minister, online. A very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Shane. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, you're very passionate about one issue, and this has cropped up, and you're going to fill us in with some details. You're very passionate about the review into gel blaster regulations. Can you explain to me what it is and why you're so passionate about them?
There's some items out there at the moment which have been deemed by the courts to be toys, and, you know, and for all intents and purposes, when they're used the right way, they can be quite a lot of fun for people. The issue is that they do look very realistic when it comes to their appearance. They look very much like firearms. And yes, there are some distinctive characteristics to the gel blasters which do suggest that they are toys. But I think what we've got to do is to ensure that people are using these items the right way, and to also ensure that they're not using them inappropriately and scaring people unnecessarily. We need to have a look at the regulations just to make sure that the regulations are appropriate and they're doing their job. That being said, there are existing laws in place that for anyone who uses any item, whether it's a gel blaster or a plastic toy gun or, you know, even a cricket bat, if you use any item in a threatening or menacing or offensive way, you actually commit a crime, and the police can come down very hard on you for that. So it's not about making, you know, the laws any tougher when it comes to threatening behaviour, because we've already got tough laws in place around that. But it's just about seeing whether or not the regulations are appropriate to ensure that people are using gel blasters in the most appropriate way.
Often in a lot of cases, these are young kids going to fun places where these guns would be available. Is that the only place that they're available?
Yeah, they are available for purchase from retail shops. And look, the intention is that people use them in a safe way to have fun. You know, quite alike to, you know, skirmish or something like that. Gel blasters don't have the same, you know, impact of a skirmish round. You know, they're quite a soft round. But it's the appearances of the gel blasters, I think, that we just need to make sure the regulations are appropriate for, so that people aren't sort of using things in the most inappropriate way. But we certainly don't want to take away from people's fun, you know. So this is not about people who use things the right way. It's just about making sure that everyone uses it the right way, and that, you know, people aren't being unnecessarily scared or threatened by things that are toys.
Now, I've got to ask you, if you fired one accidentally at a person, can it injure you?
Look, anything can injure anyone if it's, you know, used inappropriately. And obviously, you know, firing a gel blaster round into someone's face or at close range could sustain an injury. But from some distance away, you know, that they are quite inoffensive. But that being said, it's not necessarily about the pain that might be inflicted, because, you know, gel blasters are quite a soft propelled, you know, firearm device. Toy, you know, but it's more about, you know, whether or not people in their mind are feeling fearful about these things because of their appearance. So we just need to make sure we get things right, and that's why I've asked the police commissioner to have a look at the regulations, just to make sure that things are right, and if we can improve anything to obviously ensure that people use things the right way rather than the wrong way, then that's what something we should be doing.
And there are shops, in fact one has just recently opened here in Murrayfield, whereby there's obviously a lot of safety measures that are in place, and users of the facility are well warned before this is the do's and don'ts. I dare say that's in place, and you're happy with that?
Well, yeah, let's have a look at all of that as well. I'm very pleased that there's a lot of very responsible retailers out there, as well as also the vast majority of people who have gel blasters are very responsible and use them for what they're used for fun, you know, as toys, that sort of thing. So, you know, this is not about coming down on those people who use it appropriately or responsibly, but we have had some instances just in the last few months where people have used gel blasters in a menacing or threatening way. And yes, you know, they've been caught, and yes, they've been charged with very serious offences, and they'll be dealt with by the courts. But we just got to always make sure that whenever new things come along, and you know, gel blasters are a relatively new item that we're seeing in our community. Whenever something new comes along, we just got to make sure we double check the laws to make sure the laws are keeping up with the latest things. thing.
Safety first, as you put it, and let's hope that everybody comes together and can offer you the correct advice, and if there's any modifications to legislation, so be it. All right, let's go on to something a little bit more serious, and pedophiles, and you've developed what they call a secure specialist unit. It's all part of a thing called Task Force Orion. Can you fill me in with that?
Yeah, well, this is something that all Queenslanders should be very proud about, because within the Queensland Police Service, we have an embedded team of experts. They make up a specialist team called Task Force Orion. And the job of these experts is to examine child exploitation material for two purposes. The first is to try and identify the child so that police can then swoop in and save that child from harm. And the second is to actually catch the person who is committing, you know, one of the worst crimes, one of the most heinous crimes that you could commit. And that is, of course, you know, sexual abuse of a child. So this team is recognised internationally as one of the best in the world, and they're based right here in Queensland. They've actually been responsible for saving almost 400 kids from around the world from the hands of pedophiles. They work closely with other international policing agencies and, you know, have helped save kids in places like Europe and the United States, as well as right here in Australia, in Queensland. So I was very happy that I was able to secure permanent money, make this team a permanent feature of the Queensland Police Service. The funding was actually going to run out this year for this specialist unit, but I was able to have the right arguments with the right people and was able to secure money to make this specialist team permanent in the Queensland Police Service, and they'll continue to do their work of saving kids and catching pedophiles. And, you know, there's many good jobs in the Queensland Police Service, but I tell you what, a job where you can save a kid from a pedophile, that has to be pretty rewarding, and well done to the specialist police and experts who are members of the Queensland Police Service and now will be permanent feature of the Queensland Police Service. Got to make you proud to be a Queenslander, knowing that some of the best in the world are right here in Queensland.
Indeed. So, and just to illustrate for the listening audience out there, this unit that you talk about, they not only do a lot of, on the social media side of things, they're obviously reviewing posts and websites, that sort of thing. I dare say there's that aspect, but then they're active in monitoring what's happening here locally as well. You know, they get tip-offs, they go and investigate. Is that correct?
Yeah, the full suite of their activities is very broad. You know, it can start from something as, you know, basic as just examining a photo, looking for clues in that photo as to where that child might be. You know, you might be able to, in the photo, catch a reflection off a glass window, which then gives you a street name. And from that, you're able to then find out where this kid is and work with local police to actually save this kid. So it can go from there all the way through to, of course, actively engaging on social media platforms to catch people who are doing the wrong thing, who are, you know, preying on our most vulnerable, our kids. You know, it's very important work. And, you know, as I said, you've got to be proud as a Queenslander to know we've got the best in the world here in Queensland.
It seems that there's a lot of forensics that go into this. People may be pointed to ask, well, what about those who've already committed crimes in the past have been as pedophiles? Are they still under scrutiny as well from this group?
They remain under scrutiny from other units within the Queensland Police Service. So people who commit those crimes against kids remain, you know, monitored by police for a period of time after their custodial sentence or they're dealt with by the court. So police remain engaged with those people. Even after they've done time in jail, police remain engaged. And in some instances, depending on the nature of the offending and the crime that they've been convicted of, some of these pedophiles will be monitored by police for the rest of their lives. To the day they die, the police will be watching them. So we've got pretty significant laws in Queensland around keeping kids safe and, of course, keeping the pressure up on those people who commit crimes against kids. In fact, the laws in Queensland are probably the toughest in the nation, and we make no excuse for that, because to commit a crime against a kid is a pretty terrible thing to do, and you deserve the consequences of your action.
Indeed, so well said. We do appreciate, as always, your time to talk to us on things of the state nature as Police Minister for the State of Queensland, the Honourable Mark Ryan. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Shane.
This is Moreton Bay's home of information, 101.5 FM.